Don't wake up, pretty girl. You just carry on sleeping. Carry on dreaming. Let me look at you. Let me admire you. Your soft skin, shiny hair, and delicate body all relaxed in sleep. You're so beautiful. Even in sleep, you lean your face into my hand. It's almost like you know I'm here, and therefore you don't need to worry. Do I have that much of a calming effect on you? Well then, stay asleep, sweet one. You know no harm will come to you when I'm here. Is this a dream? Real life? So many questions. Oh, God, I wish you could stay like this forever. The outside world isn't important. The only thing of importance is that you rest and allow all the craziness of life to just melt away. You take on so much responsibility in your life, and it must be so exhausting to keep up the facade of a woman in complete control of her life. Don't you ever wish it could stop and you could just be taken care of for once? It almost hurts to look at you. You look so pretty, so vulnerable. You know, I'd like to believe that you're seeing me in your dreams right now. Do you enjoy that, seeing me in your dreams? And I bet you're getting aroused and squirmy. Shall we see? Oh. Such lovely hips. No time like the present, right? You want to know a secret? You don't know I'm doing it. You're completely helpless. You really shouldn't have left the window open. If we were at the bar, you'd probably stop me, wouldn't you? You'd tease me with a look, a very brief but flirtatious look after we enjoy a night together dancing, and then you'd dismiss me like you did all the rest. Don't think I don't know your game, little one. I've seen how you tease the men around you, how you flash a look of sensual promise to get the men salivating. You wear a little black dress that accentuates that tiny waist and those womanly hips, all the while revealing just a hint of your cleavage to get the men wondering what's underneath. You walk onto the dance floor and start dancing to the music with a shake of your hips and that luscious behind. The men surround you and you grind against them like they have a chance with you, even if it's only for a moment. They grab your hips or try to pull you closer to them, as if to suggest what they would do if only they were lucky enough to get you into their bed. And you let them live in that illusion before you move out of their grasp. Then you turn your attention away and pretend like nothing happened. God, you make a man hard even in your sleep. How do you do it? Well, now you don't get to turn away. You don't get to dismiss me. You'll lie back and take it like a good girl. So, feel my hand hike your nightdress up to your waist and... there we go. Slip the straps down from your shoulders to reveal your lovely breasts. Oh, sweetie, you have an incredible body. Beautiful legs. Beautiful hands, pretty face. It's a shame I can't see those gorgeous eyes, but I want you to keep them closed. I don't want you to struggle or make noise. And let's not forget these lovely, Lovely breasts, perfect size and shape for my hands. No, 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 shh, quiet, quiet, don't move. What did I say? Don't struggle or try to wake up. That's it, just relax. Stay asleep and don't worry. You're safe in my hand. I don't wish to hurt you, but if you try to wake up or stop me, I might have to take drastic measures. That's better now. Where was I? Oh, yes. You have such a soft neck. I'm sure you wouldn't object to me marking it. That's what I was thinking as I climbed through the window you left open. Careless, careless. You never know who could climb through and who could be watching. Most girls lock their doors and windows tight shut when they go to sleep. Why don't you? Is it because you subconsciously hope that a man like me will come along in the dead of night to take pleasure in your sleeping form? Maybe I'm the man who sees you doing your daily tasks, going to work, going to a bar with your friends. Maybe I'm the person you chatted to at the bar one time, at a party. So obscure you don't even notice. Those people are always the most powerful, aren't they? Or perhaps this is not the first time I have been in your bedroom. All these wild ideas are of little importance because you're sleeping. You can do nothing about this. First things first. Will you notice the mark on your thigh in the bathroom mirror tomorrow morning? Will you run through scenarios in your mind about where it could possibly have come from? Or do you just chalk it up to a bruise you got during the night and didn't pay it any attention? You know, I'm twice your size and stronger than you when you're awake. Of course you do. You like that in a man. It may not be exactly modern or politically correct to say you need a big, strong man to save you, but you can't help it. What do we have here? Oh, nearly empty glass of wine on the bedside table. How much did you have tonight? I'll hazard a guess that it was enough to knock you out for at least the next few hours, and if not, well, between you and me, I kind of like that element of danger. The possibility of it all going wrong. Not that it will, but risk is quite the aphrodisiac. I bet you enjoy the risk of taking a man twice your size to your bed, right? You like it when a man straddles you like this, and touches your breasts with his large, rough hands like this. Oh, are you stirring? You must be having quite a dream there. You're arching your back into my touch. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Oh, it's hard to hold myself back, but... let's move my hand further to... Oh, you're soaking wet. I can feel it on my fingers. How are you going to explain that to yourself? You couldn't possibly be having such dirty dreams at night. Let's see how wet you really are. Oh, you naughty girl. You're warm and ready. Let me taste you. You taste amazing. Oh, a man could become addicted to you. But how wet are you inside? That's my horny girl. Your pussy knows it wants my cock, even if your mind is oblivious. You're soaking my fingers. Should I let you come? If only it wouldn't wake you up, I would love to see the look in your eyes as you come for me. Oh, God, this whole night has taken a turn different from the one I planned. I was just going to go out looking for something to do, all those other girls who said no, and I just decided to go home and accept defeat. But then I saw your window open, and I just couldn't help myself. You look so vulnerable laying there that prying open your slightly ajar window and climbing carefully inside, it just seemed worth it. And now I can enjoy my little reward. Okay, you just stay nice and relaxed and keep dreaming of wonderful things. It could be anything you like. Walks in the forest, lying on the warm sand of a beach as the sun beams down onto your face. It could even be just sitting in the comfy armchair in your living room reading another one of your books. Yes, darling, you enjoy those dreams of yours. You stay asleep, and you'll never know I have been here. Meanwhile, I'm going to enjoy your luscious body. Now, let's spread you open slightly. While I, Oh, God. You're so tight. You're clenching around me. You may not know I'm here consciously, but your cunt loves my cock and wants me to keep going. Oh, this feels so naughty. Actually touching you. Actually fucking you. All the times I've watched you have dreamed of touching your boobs, your hips, and feeling your pussy squeeze around my hard cock. Oh, you love that idea, don't you? You want me to mark you deep inside. I wonder if you will notice it tomorrow. Will you sense that something is different when you look in the bathroom mirror before your shower? You might notice the slightly flushed cheeks, the tangled hair, the mischievous shine to your eyes. All signs of a freshly fucked woman. Oh, and your pussy will be aching and sore, no doubt. That's it. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, nice and deep inside you. Oh, God. Oh. 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 God, well, that was better than I dreamed. That was amazing. You are seriously so cute when you're asleep. One of these days, you will know how it feels to have me inside you when you're awake. When your eyes are staring up at mine while I pound into you and pound you into the mattress. Your arms and legs wrapped around me and our lips mashed together in passion and lust. And you will moan as I move inside you and kiss your neck. And your hands will move to my back and downward toward my ass to pull me deeper inside you. And then after we finish, you would lie on my chest and I would hold you close. Hands in your hair, kissing your face, ears and neck. Just like I want to so badly right now. God, I want to stay here with you in my arms as we sleep, but I have to go. You'll be waking up in a few hours, and I can't let you find out that I have been here. Let's rearrange this nightdress. And put your blankets and pillows back into place. And then I'll leave through the window before you wake up. Just let me take one last look at you before I leave. This isn't just a one-off. I really did enjoy this spontaneous little encounter, and I will come back to find your little window open again. I am sure of it. You may not be fully aware of why you leave it open every night instead of doing the sensible thing and locking it. You may convince yourself that it's just to keep you cool as you sleep, or something you chalk up to forgetting. Either way, it will remain open for me. Sleep well, my dear. Oh, and one more thing before I go.